In this episode of Hold On, Pump Your Brakes, Joel explores the metaphor of doors in our lives, drawing from his personal experience of navigating broken systems and situations. He explores times when foundations were unstable and the mechanics failed to function as they should.
Keys open doors, but some doors are better left closed. Life has a way of teaching us that certain doors, once open, are hard to shut, no matter how much we might want to. I once stepped into a house with a broken foundation. The floors were uneven, the walls tilted, and even though the door was square, the frame wasn't. To close that door, you had to slam it, and even then, it wouldn't stay shut. That door was old and warped, worn by years of use, and if I'm honest, it should have been replaced a long time ago. But funny thing is, the door had no locks. How do you close a door that doesn't fit and has no locks? They say life goes on. But what happens if you're stuck in a place where the doors don't fit and every exit leads back to where you started? That old door was hard to open, too. You could get stuck inside this crooked place, its foundations cracked, its floors uneven, a door technically open but impossible to budge. Sometimes life feels exactly like that. We find ourselves forced to sit in broken situations because the mechanics aren't working as they should. Logic tells us that squares fit into square spaces, circles fit into circles, triangles into triangles. But no one ever truly teaches us how to find the right fit in life. And when things don't match up, the answers aren't as obvious as we'd like to think. So there we go, humanity rolling forward breaks off down the road, the most dependable, unpredictable journey we'll ever take. Some doors we slam shut only to hear them creak back open, almost like they're mocking us. We walk away thinking we've closed the chapter, but one day we hear it swing open again with that eerie familiarity. You tell yourself, I've moved on. Yet here it is, that same door letting in a draft of memories or regrets. You thought you were behind you. Life's funny that way. The doors that stick open seem to lead us back to the same places, asking the same questions we've never really answered, reminding us of the unfinished stories we never truly left behind. Life doesn't wait for us to fix every broken part before moving forward. We all have our own uneven floors, broken foundations, and stuck doors that refuse to close. And then just when we feel settled, something knocks us off balance again. It's the nature of being human. We're built to adapt, to manage, and to endure. But somewhere along the way, we learn to get comfortable with what's broken, to stay in places that don't fit, simply because it's what we know. That's the risk of doors that won't close. They trick us into thinking we have no choice but to stay. We're fascinated with superheroes, aren't we? My favorite isn't Batman or Superman. My favorite superhero is myself. Because I've learned to leap tall buildings in single, double, even triple bounds. When I'm looking at a situation that doesn't fit, when the foundation feels off, when the door won't close, I remind myself that I have a choice. To hell with doors that won't lock, foundations that won't hold, and floors that throw you off balance. It's about finding the courage to leap, to walk away, or even to rebuild. When things are working as they should, progress stops for no one. But when they break down, that's when life happens. That's when we find out who we are. Resilience isn't about perfectly fitting doors, flawless foundations, or polished floors. It's about knowing when to rebuild and when to walk away. Even if it means leaving something familiar behind. The most powerful doors we'll ever open aren't the ones that fit perfectly, but the ones we must force our way through. The ones we have to make work with nothing but sheer will and determination. Those are the doors that lead us somewhere new, somewhere better. So when you find yourself stuck in a place that doesn't fit, with doors that won't close, remind yourself that you're still in control. You still have the power to open new doors, to step forward, to walk away from what's broken. Sometimes the bravest thing we can do is to close the door on the places that don't serve us and to open ourselves to the possibilities waiting on the other side. So hold on and pump your brakes. Life may not come with a perfect foundation or reliable exits, but it does come with the power to choose to leap and to live on our own terms.